Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Bye. but perhaps young MacDonald regards not your name, and has placed his affection on some other dame. Perhaps he's forgotten, for all that you know, the bonny wee lassie he left in Glencoe. My Donald from his promise will never depart, for love, truth, and honor are found in his heart. And if I him, I single will go, and I'll mourn for my Donal, the pride of at parting she gave him as a token of love. She flew to his arms while the tears down did flow, saying, "You're welcome, my Donald, the pride of Glencoe." So cheer up now, young Flora, your sorrows are o'er, and while life still remains, we will never part more. The storms of war at a distance may blow, while in peace and contentment we'll bide in.
Welcome back to the second half of Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live with me and Sam, and we're delighted to be bringing you today some very rare vinyl records. We're playing them in the studio on Sam's record player and they sound fantastic. You can buy them if you're in Sheffield on the 24th of November at our record auction to raise money for Alzheimer's Disease and Brain Tumour Research UK. Details of that are on the Facebook page if you just look up Sheffield Folk Celebration Weekend. And there's information about it on the Thank Goodness It's Folk Facebook page too. So you just heard an incredible record. It was released in 1972 on the Trailer album label. And if you know that Trailer and Leader were bought by Celtic Music and never released again, you'll know how much great and valuable folk music is still trapped in that debacle of a situation. So these records are hard to come by. They are not available on CD and they're not available to stream. And you can own a copy of it if you come to the auction. The album is called The Bonnie Birdie. It's a brilliant record by Ray Fisher. And the track you just heard is one of our very favourites from it. It's called The Pride of Glencoe. And interestingly enough, the great luthier Stefan Sobel, best known for making guitars, was playing the guitar on that track. And the organ was being played by Liz Sobel, and the great voice of Ray Fisher leading the charge. Well, we promised you an interview with Robin Gray now, and we're about to hear Robin. He's a Sheffield resident, but he got interested when he was living in London in activism, particularly concerned with the rights of common people in the British Isles to roam and to use land that was once common land but has now become privately owned. And he got into this through a collective farm, which he was working on. We're going to start, before we hear the track, I'll just tell you that the reason we're talking to Robin is that he's about to do his show, 3 Acres and a Cow. It's a national tour, but he's going to be presenting it in Sheffield at Upper Chapel on Norfolk Street on the 10th of October, and there's a couple of tickets left. So stand by to hear The Ballad of Hawkwood, which is about this food cooperative which inspired Robin to start investigating the history of protest and activism, and particularly the folk songs and folk stories involved in the activism around land rights in the United Kingdom. So a fascinating interview coming up, but first let's hear Robin singing The Ballad of Hawkwood.
There is a fine gent christened Ruly the Land, mulch, sow and then reap. There is a fine gent christened Ruly the Land, and he has green fingers on both of his hands. I'll be good to the land, and the land will be good to me. With a co-op of comrades he dreamed a bold dream, to mulch, sow and then reap. With a co-op of comrades he dreamed a bold dream, to grow food for his kinsfolk as nature decreed. I'll be good to the land, and the land will be good to me. By the edge of the forest they spied a fine patch, to mulch, sow and then reap. By the edge of the forest they spied a fine patch, and to grow fruit and veg there a plan did they hatch. I'll be good to the land, and the land will be good to me. But the men of the hour dreamed of buildings, not plants. Mulch, sow and then reap. But the men of the hour dreamed of buildings, not plants. A development would far more their profits enhance. I'll be good to the land, and the land will be good to me. Our ancestors fought for this fair forest land. Mulch, sow and then reap. Our ancestors fought for this fair forest land, so now against the law was the businessman's plan. I'll be good to the land, and the land will be good to me. Had passed, did the council relent? Mulch, sow and then reap. After 12 months had passed, did the council relent? Now we'll work the earth as our ancestors meant. I'll be good to the land, and the land will be good to me. Now if you pass by here, you might hear a tune. Mulch, sow and then reap. Now if you pass by here you might hear a tune. The melody is old and the words will be soon. I'll be good to the land, and the land will be good to me. I'll be good to the land, and the land will be good to me.
So you've just heard The Ballad of Hawkwood by Robin Gray, and that is the final song which sees the end of his show, which is coming to Sheffield. The show is called 3 Acres and a Cow. And I'm very glad to be speaking to Robin right now on the program. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, James. Lovely to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you too. It's a show that I have been interested in since you told me about it. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but me and lots of other people in Sheffield and indeed around the country are going to be able to see 3 Acres and a Cow. The Sheffield show is on the 10th of October. We'll go through some more of the dates in a moment. But before we go any further, tell us how you came to write a show based on a history of land rights and protest in folk song and story.
Yes, so I was injured as a musician in my late 20s and couldn't play music for a while. And as a result of that, I got involved in growing food at a market garden around the corner from me. And from that, I started thinking about land and you know, traditions and customs, and realized how disconnected I was from all of them. And then I was eventually inspired to go on my first political action and was surrounded by phalanxes of police. Mm. And there was an amazing choir from France there singing all these beautiful old French songs of resistance. And when they'd finished singing, the English people just resorted to, "What do we want? Not this. When do we want it? Now." And I was like, "Oh no."
Yeah.
So I took a vow that day to find the songs our ancestors would have sung when they were standing up for their rights and to share them with as many people as possible.
And at the time that you were getting involved in action, we that coincided in this country with a rise in the kind of powers of the authorities to crack down on action. Is that something that you talk about in the show?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a strange thing. Having been done the show for 11 years, several of the things that were legal when we started doing the show are illegal now. Mm. So yeah, I need to walk a delicate line, because, of course, I can't be seen to encouraging people to do anything illegal. That would be that'd be outrageous.
Of course. So what are you encouraging people to do?
I think we encourage people to use a diversity of tactics when trying to fight for their rights and to stand up for all that is good in the world.
Yeah. And what are specifically, what are the issues, do you think, facing the common people in Britain today when it comes to land rights and to property?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have one of the highest concentrations of land ownership anywhere in the world, and we're completely normalized to it and almost been trained and conditioned to not think about it. But whether you're talking about house prices or food and farming or community space or access to nature, or whether you're looking at it from nature's perspective and how nature gets treated by many of the, you know, people who own the land on this island, a lot of things just boil down to the concentration of land in the hands of such a small number of people. And of course, we're one of the only countries that's never had a significant redistribution of land compared to many other countries like France or Spain or Italy or Germany near yeah. us. So yeah. It's very pertinent.
Robin, what's your experience of the role of folk songs themselves in action? Are they just a way of boosting morale among the people putting their lives and bodies on the line, or do you think they have a more profound importance in protest?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, everybody in the folk tradition knows the importance of coming together and singing for just, you know, healing the spirit and building a sense of unity. But sadly, on this island, unless you go to church or go to football matches or go to folk clubs, you probably don't have much experience since school of being in one place and all singing songs together. So a lot of the people who come to our shows aren't people who have a connection to the folk tradition. And for some of them, it will be the first time they've ever sung songs that are really important to them in a large group. Yeah. And that can be really empowering, inspiring, and indeed, you know, lots of other emotions too. People often feedback to us that they have quite profound experiences coming to be involved in the show, because everybody gets a songbook and, you know, we basically sing our way through 1,000 years of English.
Oh, wow.
History.
So it's very, very much an immersive show for the audience to be part of.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not peer pressure. You know, I'm not going to start tucking if people join in, but singing is definitely encouraged. Songbooks are provided. And we even had our first folk mosh pit in Brighton a few months ago, which was very enjoyable.
How many people involved in the show, or is it a single person presentation?
So there are 5 of us around the country who perform the show in different combinations, normally 2 and 3, which just gives us a lot of flexibility, because there's been so much demand for the show, we really struggle to keep up with it. So having different combinations of people who can perform it keep it very flexible, and also keeps it very alive and interesting for us. The show has grown, evolved and changed so much over the last decade. So we regularly get people who, you know, they come back every couple of years because they're fascinated to know what new material, songs and poems are in the show.
Yeah. Is the show different then in each location, or do you have a sort of a universal show that morphs gradually over the years?
We allow enough flexibility in the show that we can incorporate local songs and stories and guests where appropriate. For the Sheffield show, we have the folk singer Jennifer Reed coming to join us, who is a wonderful and fiery radical folk singing spirit. And obviously, Sheffield being my hometown, I know lots of bits of Sheffield history that, you know, I will be sneaking into the show that probably wouldn't be in the show in Bolsover or Penrith or Doncaster.
I think that's lovely. And it also, I imagine that there are people for that reason who might even be interested in coming to more than one show during the tour for that reason.
Yeah, I mean, people do really, you know, it's a very enjoyable thing to bring friends to, especially if you know how profound singing together is and you've got people who might not do that. And it's, you know, the power of song is important, and singing songs that really resonate when you understand the meaning of them is a beautiful thing.
One of our mutual friends in music, or at least mentors or inspirations, was the great writer Alistair Hewlett. And one of the very first conversations that you and I had was about his amazing show written around the life and work of John McClane and the importance of his anti-war movement that happened in Glasgow. And the show Red Clydeside is incredible. And from it, you've chosen a song, Mrs. Barber's Army. Tell me about what you like about that song and why you think it's important.
Oh, I think it's probably one of my favourite songs, and he's one of my favourite writers. He really knows how to tell a story and make you understand what he thinks is important about the essence of it, without needing to preach or to labour the point. And they're also, you know, cracking songs, cracking hooks, cracking melodies, cracking choruses. And I mean, you know, if I was to give a presentation on like how to write a perfect political narrative folk song, Mrs. Barber's Army would take up most of that conversation. It's just a masterpiece. And the whole Army, Red Clydeside, is fantastic. But that song in particular just jumps off the page or off the stage or out of the collective voice.
It certainly does, Robin. And what an endorsement for the work of Alistair Hewlett. And I think most of our listeners on this program would have listened to him. But if you haven't, there's plenty of material available to listen from Alistair Hewlett, spelled Hewlett. He was an amazing and inspirational political writer. But as you said, he was a masterful poet as well. So there's a subtlety and a depth to his work, which is sometimes can be missing in such work. Robin, the tour looks fantastic. I'm just going to get you to tell us. Well, no, I'll tell you. I'll tell people. This is the autumn tour of 3 Acres and a Cow, which, if you've just tuned in, is, among others, Robin Gray's project, A History of Land Rights and Protest in Folk Song and Story. And you can see it on September the 20th, Western Supermare, the 26th in Manchester, 27th Doncaster, 28th Marsden, 29th in Bolsover. And then in October, Lancashire, Penrith, Durham, Hexham, Cotherston, Leeds, Sheffield on the 10th of October, Lincoln and Nottingham. And for the venue information and tickets, you can go to 3acresandacow.co.uk. Robin, you must be really excited to be bringing the show back to Sheffield. The venue is the Upper Chapel on Norfolk Street, and it's a really great space to sing apart from anything else. I think it'll go really well in there.
Yeah, it's lovely. And it's been a very special space for us because it was the first show we did after the pandemic of having not been able to lead sing-alongs for 2 years. And you could just feel everybody trying to get used to being in the same space.
Yeah.
And, you know, that having a certain energy. And then we revisited it last year and, you know, you could feel, oh, okay, we're more used to being in a shared space. Everybody's a bit more relaxed. And this, yeah, again, it's going to be our third time there and potentially even our last, because we've been offered the main room in the Crucible for this time next year.
Wow.
Because we can't fit enough people into Upper Chapel anymore. So it's emotional and crazy and slightly surreal of the fact that, you know, a 360 capacity venue is not big enough
Sheffield
anymore.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like the show is building momentum wherever it goes, and the audiences are getting bigger. The rooms you need are getting bigger because of the joy, partly, of singing in mass movements, but also the inspiration that you've given. You've said several people have described the show as a life-changing experience and giving them a new perspective on the history of the country and where we are at the moment with protest and the rights of common people. Robin, it's been really lovely to talk to you. I will see you with Nancy. We'll be there in Sheffield. There's a few tickets left, people. I've said already you can get the tickets from 3acresandacow.co.uk. And with your good grace, Robin, would you mind if I went out with our dear Alistair Hewlett's version of Mrs. Barber's Army? Would that be an okay thing to do?
That would be absolutely perfect. Thank you, James.
Thanks for your time, and see you on the 10th.
And the tenements, the Glasgow, and the year 1915. It was one line bloody struggle to keep ourselves alive. We were counting out the coppers to buy our scraps of food, when the landlords hit the rent up just because they could. Ah, the factories were humming, there was overtime galore, but wages they were driven down to subsidise the war. Out came Mrs. Barber from her wee bit single end. She said, I'll organise the lasses if I can't rouse the men, cause I'm the governor. And ye fae party, this yen here's fae bridge, a weird pendons fae kinnin par. There's some that's prods, there's some that's Catholic, but we're Mrs. Barber's army and we're here today to work. Mrs. Barber made a poster saying we'll no pay higher rent, then chapped on every door of every governed tenement. She said, put this in the wind there when you hear me bang the drum. We'll run out and chase the factor, or the mighty kingdom come. When the poor wee soul come round, he was battered black and blue by a regiment and pennies that knew just what he'd do. Mrs. Barber organised the gathering of the clans, and they burst out o' the steamy army pots and frying pans. Saint Amphi govern, and ye fae party, this in here's fae bridge, a weird pendons fae kinnin par. There's some that's prods, there's some that's Catholic, but we're Mrs. Barber's army and we're here today to work. Mrs. Barber's army spread through the Wesgal like the plague. The maesters got the message, and the message was nae vague. While our men folk fight the Kaiser, we'll stay hame and fight the war against the greedy bastards who keep grinding down the poor. If you want to stop conscription, stand and fight the profiteers. Bring the hail big bloody sandpit crashing down around our ears. We'll no stars at Mrs. Barber while the men we call our ain are marching off to hear their heart's blood washed like water down a drain. Cause I'm the govern, and ye fae party, this yen here's fae bridge, a weir and don's fae kinnin par. There's some that's prods, there's some that's Catholic, but we're Mrs. Barber's army and we're here today to work. Well, it didn't take the government that long to realise. If you crack down on the leaders, then the rest will compromise. They arrested Mrs. Barber and they clapped her in the jail. Then they made an awfully big mistake, they let her put on bail. She got the men out of the factories on the Clyde and on the cart. They marched up to the court who said, we'll tear the place apart. Mrs. Barber's army brought the maesters to their knees. We are regiment in pennies, backed by one in dungarees. St. Amphi govern, and ye fae party, this yen here's fae bridge, a weir pendons fae kinnin par. There's some that's prods, there's some that's Catholic, but we're Mrs. Barber's army and we're here today to work.
Keeping my true love tonight, I wonder what's keeping him out of my sight. For it's little he knows of the pain I endure, or he would not stay from me this night, I am sure. Oh, lover, you come, your cause to advance. or have you a sweetheart laid by you in store? Are you coming to tell me that you love me no more? Oh, love, I'm not coming. My cause to advance, nor am I awaiting a far better chance. But I have got a sweetheart laid by.
Cara Dillon there with Ben Nichols from Ben's Ben Nichols' new album Duets, and I picked up a copy of that during the summer. There's some lovely stuff on there. Chris Reaver's on there, Martin Simpson's on there, Seth Lakeman, Cara of course, Ben Nichols and Cara Dillon there from Ben's album Duets.
Lovely, sir. Lovely, Sam. Well, as you know, today I've chosen to play you some rare and old folk vinyl from the collection of Jerry Bates and Judith Wilford, and it's all for auction on the 24th of November at Crooks Social Club. Details, as I've been mentioning, from Thank Goodness It's Folks page, and the weekend is called the Sheffield Folk Celebration Weekend. So the next album you're going to hear is regarded by many as the finest recording made by the Watersons. I'm sure you'll all have your opinions on which is the best Watersons album, but many think that this is the finest recording they released. It came out in 1975 after the band had taken a bit of a hiatus and due to a shift in lineup, partly as John Harrison went his own way, but he was replaced by Martin Carthy, and the first album with Carthy in the band was Fourpence and Spicy Ale. It's an incredible collection of traditional singing, and one of my favourite songs on it is actually a duet. Having said that Martin's on the record, this is a duet between sisters Lal and Norma Waterson with their beautiful version of the song, often associated with Ireland, but there are versions commonly collected in the English countryside, and this is one of them. This is T Stands for Thomas from Fourpence and Spicy Ale.
Oh, as I was walking on a May morning and sat down by an old lofty tree, all for to hear two lovers talk, to hear what they'd got to say. and to find out something more about Corton. And its T stands for Thomas, I suppose. J-O-N stands for John. W-E-N-N stands for my sweet William, because he is a clever young man. Come and sit down with me together on the grass. Sit down on the grass so very green. 'Tis a long 3/4 of the year, darling dear, since together you and I have been seen. And its T stands for Thomas, I suppose. J-O-N stands for John. W-E-N-N stands for my sweet William, because he is a clever young man. No, I won't sit with you together on the grass, not now nor at any other time. For I heard you were in love with another pretty girl, and your heart wasn't any longer mine. And its T stands for Thomas, I suppose. J-O-N stands for John. W-E-N-N stand for my sweet William, because he is a clever young man. Oh, then I'll go and climb a lofty, lofty tree, and I'll rob a poor bird of his nest. And if ever I should then come down without having a fall, I'll get married to the lass I love best. And its T stands for Thomas, I suppose. J-O-N stands for John. W-E-N-N stands for my sweet William, because he is a clever young man. Oh, then I'll go and climb a higher tree than that, and I'll hurry a far richer nest. And if ever I should then come down without having a fall, I'll get married to the lad I love best. And its T stands for Thomas, I suppose. J-O-N stands for John. W-E-N-N stand for my sweet William, because he is a clever young man.
Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful duet, Sam? That is Lal Waterson leading and then Norma joining her in perfect sibling harmony for T Stands for Thomas. That comes from 1975's epic release on the Topic label, Fourpence and Spicy Ale.
Absolutely wonderful, James. And like you say, all these vinyls will be in our vinyl auction on the 24th, the vinyl auction, isn't it, James?
Yeah.
The Sunday. And what you did mention that we might have some dance spots by the Sheffield City Morris. And when I listened to the Davenport's album, the Davenport family's album that you played a track from last week, I couldn't go past this song. This is a song that I know, and I know they like to sing when they go on a dance out and go to the pub. And this is a Pabsto drinking song.
Pass the good old bumper round and never count the score. Drink the good old liquor down and boldly ask for more. For 'tis he who will not merry, merry be shall never taste of joy. See, the cape's in here, and forward, my brave boys.
Here's a health unto Her Majesty, and long may she reign. Queen of all the seven seas and the pride of the Spanish main. For 'tis he who will not merry, merry be, shall never taste of joy. See, see, the Cape's in here, and forward, my brave boys.
Just one thing more I'll ask of you before we count the score.
Give to me the girl I love and the key to the cellar door. For 'tis he who will not merry, merry be, shall never taste of joy. See, see, the gates in view, and forward, my brave boys.
Once more unto Her Majesty, then let the health go round.
Confusion to her enemies, wherever they are found. For 'tis he who will not merry, merry be, shall never taste of joy. See, see, the Cape's in view, and forward, my brave boys.
So
pass the good old bumper round and never count the score. Drink the good old liquor down and boldly ask for more. For 'tis he who will not merry, merry be, shall never taste of joy. See, see, the Cape's in view, and forward, my brave boys.
Wonderful, Sam. That's from the Davenport family's brand new album, Strange Vagaries. We played two tracks last week and another track today. And Sam and I were just complimenting Amy Davenport's voice. We know the Davenports are strong family singers. Amy, the latest addition to the family, although she's been part of it for a good number of years now, is a fantastic vocalist. And I love her harmony singing on this record. I think it sets the whole record aflame, actually. I think it's brilliant. And well done, Amy, and well done to the Davenports. My last contribution from the pile of vinyl sitting next to me today is from an album which will be beloved by many of you already. It is one of Pye Wackett's great albums, and the album is called The Man in the Moon Drinks Claret. This was one of my favourite records as a kid. My parents used to put this on the turntable, and me and my sister used to dance around to it. And in fact, when Nancy and I recorded our very first record in 1997, we recorded a tune that we learned, the tune you're about to hear here, which is called The Brawl de Begonia. And they just call it the B2B on this record, but it's a wonderful set. And we contacted Rosie Cross at the time, who's on this album, to ask her if we could record it, and she gave us her blessing to do so. But this is where I first heard the B2B, and it goes into a wonderful tune called The Bear Dance, which will be well known to all of you, I'm sure. So on this lineup, you will hear Ian Blake, Rosie Cross, Mark Emerson, and Bill Martin with Mickey Barker as well. This is a great record, one of the ones I'm sure will sell in our vinyl auction. Let's hear Pye Wackett.
Thank you. of the whole, it's the biggest ever made. Boy in the garden, shovel and spade, biggest hole ever made. I say, I know you're having fun, I don't want to make a fuss, but if you dig any deeper, it could get dangerous. Some things are better left buried down under the crust, and if we dig any deeper, it could get dangerous. Put your shovel off, 'cause if you dig any deeper, it could get dangerous.
Sarah McQuaid there with If We Dig Any Deeper, It Could Get Dangerous. And Sarah McQuaid will be at live at Sam's this Sunday. Please come along. It'll be a lovely night of music. Sarah McQuaid there.
That's it for this week, Sam. The sun started to shine here in Sheffield. I hope it's a nice day when you're listening to this program, be it on Friday. The show goes out live every Friday on Sheffield Live at 10 a.m. But you can also join us later on, either from the Sheffield Live podcast page or from our own Mixcloud page. And we thank all of our regular listeners for supporting us there and for your continued commentary. We make no money from this show whatsoever. We don't have any patrons. All we have is the joy of you listening. So keep listening. Absolutely. And keep sending us your comments, and we are delighted to keep making folk radio for you. We'll see you next week, won't we, Sam?
We will indeed. Look after one another, folks, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Sam. We'll leave you this week with the amazing Ross Cooper Band from their album The Home Road. This is a brilliant set of tunes called Regen Vista. See you next week, folks. Take care of each other.